then the lechaser to the next step, bring a raya, as he pointed out, that since Rava did not accept Rami Bar Chama's raya from our Mishnah, so the Ivboya of Rav Chisda is on the table. So the Gemara says, Tanan, I'll bring a raya from a Mishnah, the second Mishnah, Masechtas Bava Basra. This is usually referred to as the sugya of Makif and Nikif. Makif and Nikif could refer to a different sugya, and that in the Masechtas Makos, when a person rounds out his haircut, and he gets a basketball player cut. So if he doesn't leave enough in this area, so that the violation of Leisakifu was pas roshcha. And that's supposed to make our heads round. It's supposed to be uneven over here. So the Gemara discusses that there's an Iser on the Makif, the person who does it. And if the person who does it is not the same person to whom it's being done to, and say hire, have a barber doing it, so there's an Iser on the Makif and an Iser on the Nikif. Even though the Nikif is not being a Masa, he's just applying his head. But he's not, but that's a significant enough Misayeya. So the Sugi of Makif and Nikif could refer to the Sugi and Makas, about the din of Kofas Peyas HaRosh. So it became Lamas again. For many years it was not Lamas, but now since some of the styles are to have closely cropped hair, so then some people forget that one has to have enough hair at least to be able to hold on to. What I usually do is I discuss it in shul, either Lag BaOmer time or Simchas Torah time. In other words, because it's very uncomfortable to discuss the sugya and have some guy sitting there that violation of the sugya, so you don't embarrass them. So what I did, I had tremendous reactions, very good responses to this. I spoke to them all about them privately, and most were very, very, they all were very receptive. They all were very grateful that I pointed out to them that it's a problem, it's usher. But I did it either Simchas Torah time, because they had to have had at least 8 days of growth from Erev Yom Tov, or Lag BaOmer time. But then they had to have, so I made it into a Musar Shmuz that they were able to, that they were able to keep. And I wasn't telling him that he had a problem for the next, you should wear a baseball cap for the next 10 days. I was saying, nah, hayois, that you're going to get a haircut now, so let's keep this in mind. You have forgotten this particular din. So now these balabat, maybe so often they come up to me, and if I don't put in the announcements, then they'll say, how come you didn't mention my name in the announcements? Good, but this sugya of Makif and Nikif is a different sugya. This sugya is the Baba Basra Nikif sugya. It comes in the middle of the sugya of Hezek Re'iyah. The opening sugya of Masechtas Baba Basra is the sugya of privacy. Hezek Re'iyah. Is there a din? Is there a halacha that I am obligated to protect your privacy, my neighbor's privacy? Is there a din of Hezek? We've been discussing Hezek in this key moment. We had Arba Ovais Nezikin. Then when you get to Baba Basra, the Gemara raised the question, is there another Hezek? Hezek Re'iyah. If I build a house next to your house, what are the requirements? Now we call it zoning laws. But what are the requirements so that I should not limit your ability to use your area? Because you need a certain amount of privacy. Is there a din? Is Hezek Re'iyah Shmei Hezek or Lav Shmei Hezek? Is Hezek Re'iyah, that's the Gemara, this is the first sugya. When I move into the house next to you, or I decide to expand my house, so who has the zchus? Do I say, I have a zchus, whatever I want to do on my property? Now I'm invading your privacy, so you buy drapes, so you buy skylights, so you behave differently in your backyard. I can use my property to the full extent of my property. Or do we say, for carrot? And we say, when you moved in, there was a guy next to you already. That guy next to you has full rights to use his property. Now you can't build your, you can't use your property that limits the ability for your neighbor to use his property. That's the opening sugya. The opening sugya of Baba Basra is discusses what happens with the status quo. Hashutvin shirotzu lasis mechitza b'chotze. You have two people, they live next to each other, and they said, we do want to build a wall between us. Now, whose obligation? Who has to give the land? So, can I say, you know, I don't really need a wall. I'm good. You want privacy? You build the wall, you do it your property. Don't use my daladamas. So, the Gemara says that boininess a kol sabi emtza. Halach is they have to give up equal amounts of property to build the wall. How big is the wall? What happens if I say I think it looks ugly with the wall you have in mind. I want a nice wooden wall. I says I'm into stucco. All right. So a lot of these things nowadays, as we'll see in a moment, are zoning laws, are township laws. So the Gemara says, Mokoyim shenogu, whatever the minig is. If the minig is to use gevil, exist, kfilet, these are different properties. Hakol keminog amdina. That's why bismaneinu anu, since we have township rules that determine this, when you have to have hedges, if you're how high the hedges must be, how high they are allowed to be, almost every suburb has their own township rules, and halacha respects that. Halacha says those townships, those zoning laws are minag amdina. Hakol keminag amdina. And therefore I have to respect. I can bring, if I have a firm neighbor and he is in violation of, and he's built too close to my property. We might discuss that. How close can I build? How high can I build? So nowadays all of these things are determined by minag amdina, and I can go to Beis Din. I don't have to go to the township. I don't have to impose a fine on my neighbor. I'm not supposed to. Forget. I go to the rabbi, have a Beis Din, and the Beis Din will say, Minag Amdina. If there's a, and that's what that is, the first Mishnah of Bava Basra. And then the Mishnah goes on to say what happens im nofal akoisel. And therefore, since that's the din, so what happens when the wall falls down? Who has legal rights over the wall, and whose obligation is to put it back up? The next Mishnah in Bava Basra is a makif es chaveri mishalosh ruchaisav. Right. First, then establishes that it's that the requirements that I have vis-a-vis your privacy in your backyard is keminag amdina. There is, the Gemara discusses whether, when there isn't a minag amdina, we all go out to buy a new yishuv. No, what's the din? So the emes is that we could have a consensus. We can make our own minag amdina. But in the absence, what the Gemara discusses, in the absence of a minag amdina, is there a din of hezek riyah? Does halacha say that I have to that I have certain obligations towards you, allowing you to use your property? Right. So, and are those determined by status quo? That's the first few blood of Baba Basra. Hamakiv es chaver mishalosh ruchosav. Now, given this halacha, that there is, that I do have to be concerned, or I can be concerned. Here we're talking about a case where there's, the minig is to have walls between neighbors. Hamakif es chaver mishalosh ruchosav. I surround my neighbor. I bought up the property around my neighbor. And now I am surrounding him. And v'godaris erishoina. And I put a wall up on one side. Ve'es ashniya. And I put up a wall, a fence up on the second side. Ve'es ashlishas. I put up a wall on the third side. What's the ambiguity in the Mishnah?
What happens to the guy that's in the fourth wall?
No, where's before
the,
then.
Who's the guy? Where are the walls?
Where are the walls? What are the two possibilities?
Yeah, inside or outside.
Right, it just says that he puts up a wall. Goder, Rishayna, Shniyos, Eshlishas. Where's this wall? Right? This is where the Mishnah discussed the Pnimius. Is it the... that's what the Mishnah were about, no? This is... Is it the Chatzar HaPnimi, the Chatzar HaChitoni? Right? Is it the outer wall? Or is it the Pnimi, the wall in between the two neighbors, Reuben and Shimon? So the Gemara says, he puts up three walls. Ein mechayiv en oisoi. We do not obligate the inner neighbor, the Pnimi. We don't obligate Shimon in the picture. We don't obligate the servant, the person. There's a person who was dying to write a sefer, chalshing to write a sefer, and lo yasalo. He couldn't. Every time he had a chiddush, he found it already. It was wrong. Whatever. He finally decided that whenever it says Reuben and Shimon, he'll make a har on the side. V'chein adin. In Reuven, v'chotzer ha'pnimi. That was Mechadish Nevi Sugi. So here the printer put Shimon in the middle. Reuven was on the outside. So ein mechayiv en oisoi. So we are not mechayiv Shimon the pnimi anything. Rabbi Yosi Omer im amad v'gadaris erevius megagalin olavis akoil. Rabbi Yosi has a comment. I have to figure out what is Rashi arguing on? Rashi says, if Shimon says he's spending the entire summer, he watched Reuven build this fence all around, and he got, now it's already coming close to Yom Tov time, Elul's coming up, and Reuven has gotten through three walls, and Shimon says already he wants to contribute, do something. So he thinks he's a gvaldig guy, he's a good neighbor. He says, you know what? I'll take care of the fourth wall. Right? Omad v'godar servius. So then Rabbi Yossi says, Shimon thought he was such a nice guy. Reuven is now going to go to Bezin and say, oh, I see that you're happy that I built these walls. So if you're happy that I built these walls, then you got to participate. Until now, you didn't have to participate. Ein mechayim en oisai. But now that you showed me your megala das that you want all the walls, haray, you built the fourth wall. You spent money on the fourth wall. So now let's make a cheshbon to figure out that we are, as the first Mishnah Shutzen, we're now going to participate in all four walls. Kacha adin. All right, so we still don't know whether these walls encompass the entirety of the two neighbors, or whether these four walls are in between the two neighbors. All right, at least three of them are in between, and the fourth is on the edge. So the Gemara says. So our Gemara says that this now should become a raya for zenene v'zelei chosa. Why is that? This is going to be the Tanan. We quote the first part of the Mishnah. Ein mechayiv en oisai. We're not mechayiv him if it's only on three sides. Ha revius. But if Reuven does a good job and he surrounds all four sides of Shimon, mechayiv en oisai. Shema mina. Why? So what is the basis for the chiyuv? Reuven puts up four walls. Right? That's the din. Puts up four walls. Three walls, one, two, three, not chayiv. Fourth wall, mechayiv. So Gemara says, what's the basis? I take him to Bezin. I spent the whole summer building the wall. So, how can I bring Shimon to me? We didn't discuss it. We have no contract. Otherwise, it wouldn't be a chiddush. There's no contract. Gemara says it must be minig ha'mokum that there are walls up. So I bring Shimon into Beis Din, and I say, I look at what I did. I provided four walls. Shimon has to pay. Where's the chiyuv? Where's the basis for it? There's no contract. So the Gemara says Shema Mina. From here we see, we have to make it, obviously there is a chiyuv. What's the chiyuv? Zenene, Zele Choser. Shimon says, what's Shimon saying to Reuven? Reuven is saying to Shimon, I provided you with the service. Shimon apparently is saying to Reuven, provided me with the service. He wanted a wall. You built a wall? We weren't building a wall for me. You're building a wall for you. So, it's true, I benefit from the long, I get a benefit from it. The mechate said that you're charging me. We never discussed it. There's no contract. I let you build the wall. I didn't get in your way. Now you want me to pay for it. Well, what's the basis? Right? So the Gemara says that, but once all the four walls are up, so then I'm getting Hanoa, Zenene, right? Veze Loichoser. And Reuven says, you're right. I wanted these walls. I'm doing it for my own benefit. The fact that I provided you with a benefit, I did not provide you with a benefit at any expense of mine. Because I wanted those walls up. And I would have built those walls. I would have built them anyways. So your presence here is not causing me any kind of concern. But you're chayv, so what's the basis? Must be. Zenenem is elechos. It was chayv. Ador v'chatzar chaveroi. He moves into my living room. I lose nothing. But the guy's getting benefit from my living room. Same over here. Gemara says, not a good raya. We push back. Shani hosom do omar lei, because you know why it's chayv over there? The Omar lay at garamtali a kefa yaseira. When Reuven comes to Beis Din and brings Shimon in, and Shimon claims, but I didn't cause, I'm not chayv over here. You built a wall for yourself. So Reuven says, I built a wall, and I had to build a larger wall because of you. So therefore, choser. So it's a zenene, vizeh choser. Zenene, vizeh choser. Oh, then you're already chayim. Exactly why you're chayim? Why is that so poshut, zenene, vizeh choser? Gemara says, read the next line. Om Rav Yosi, Om Mad Nikif, the Goder is revised, Megal Lois Akoil. Time of the Goder Nikif. Homaki Potter, Shma Mina, Ze Nene, Vizeli Choser Potter. Gemara says, so you told me the first line of the Mishnah does not yield a result, because the first line is Ze Nene, Vizeli Choser. What about the second line? Rav Yosi says, that when the nikiv is only chayiv, if he's megalad das, then he wants this. But if he's not megalad das, the makiv can give him as much hanoah. Well, he puts up all four walls. If omad nikiv a goddess of revius, megalden alav es akoyim, taima the godar nikiv, a makiv. If the makif would do it, he's potter. So zen nene, vizelei choser is potter. Shani chosem domalei, lididi sagili, benetira bar zuzi. Gemara says, you can't bring a raya from Rav Yosi's din. We want to say, zen nene, vizelei choser is potter. Again, what happened? The Reuven puts up a wall all around my property. So the Rav Yosi says, I'm not Shimon, it's not a chayiv to pay. Reuven says, I provide you with a benefit. So why are you potter? So Shimon says, hey, I know you have a benefit, but it's, you did it for yourself. You're not chosr because of me anything. The Gemara says, you see from here, Netaki's potter. Why is he can't bring a raya from here? Why? Because we could say that the benefit I received is can be done with an amateur wall. A little bit of material, a couple of people come in, build it up. I don't need, you know what I need? At the end of the season, you take all the branches, you put them around my field, I'm done, I'm good. That's the benefit you provided. That's worth nothing. I can go to the, when I'm pruning the branches at the end of the fall, I'll line them up, cost me, I'll do it myself, no labor, no price, nothing. So the reason that I'm potter over here is because there's no real nana. So you can't bring a rock from here. All right, so that's what the upshot of the sugya is that you can't bring a raya from the reisha because ad garamto li akefa yaseira. In that case, the it's a zenene vizechose. You can't bring a raya from the seifa that I'm potter because that's the case of zeloinene vizelechose. So it doesn't address, it addresses the principles that we know already, does not address the mukhurishtik question. Okay, kachasu. Good. Go ahead.
When I end up saying that it's a chaser in the beginning, what I was really going to ask was, he says, Akram, but he could say, meaning Shem would say, well, yeah, I know that like, me being there caused you have to do more, but at the end of the day, you chose to do it. So you're the one, you caused yourself to do more. You caused the loss on yourself. But I, like, now it's more because I'm here, but that's just because you wanted it.
So put in the context, right? You're thinking about Geramtali out of context. In context, they're in Beis Din, right? And Reuven is suing Shimon for the cost of the fence, all right? Shimon is saying, "You did this for yourself. I benefited." But you did it for yourself. Okay, now Reuven is saying, in that context, Reuven is saying, I didn't do it just for myself. For myself, I would have had a much smaller fence. It's true, I decided to do it. But if you weren't here, if you weren't in the, it's true, I bought the property after you moved, after you were there. I bought the property around you, right? What Danny's saying is important to focus on. And what exactly is the taina? At garam to the kefir yaseira. I Reuven again. Reuven is the plaintiff. Reuven is making the suit. Reuven wants the money. Shimon is defending himself. He's saying, "What are you getting? What are you asking money for?" Reuven is saying, "What am I asking money for? I'm giving you anor." Right. Shimon is saying, it's true. You did give me anah, but you were building it anyways. Right? Zen, so the Gemara says, that's a zenen, that's a chaser. Right? I got anah, and my anah does not cost you anything. So now the Gemara says, no, this is not a zenen of a chaser, because my anah caused, then you had to build a larger fence. So Danny's saying, is that really correct? It's true that because I exist, you had to build a larger fence. But you bought the fields around me. So I decided to build the fence. I wanted a certain protection. In order to have that protection, I had to build a fence that encompasses either all of me or between the two of us. All right? So how can, what Danny's saying is, how can Reuven say to Shimon that because of you, I had to build a larger fence? I bought the fields after you were there. I was the makif. So Danny's saying, what do you mean, at Geramta? Because you're alive, because you exist. Okay, is that called a zen nene v'zeh chosem? So let's be mindful more in the sugya. to understand the sugya. Again, where are we going with the sugya? We're going with the sugya that we see. We thought that we have a mission that's going to give us, deliver to us the zen nenda mizel loy choser. We had two options, Tanakam and Rav Yosi, and we're going to conclude that the first one is a zen nenda mizel choser, and the second one is a zen nenda is a zel loy nenda. All right. But the second one is the maskon. The second one is easier to understand. I'm not the hano you're providing me. Not hano. All right. But again, the in both cases, the Gemara is saying that there is a basis for payment and saying I provided you with hano. Right. Gemara is saying, in this particular case, it's a zen nene mizachosa. All right. Okay. So now let's move ayin more into this to the sugya. Good. Yehuda.
How can we say that this is the maskana that it's not hanah? If it, even though the fact that all right, you're right, you could have put branches on or a very standard fence up. The fact that he got a nice brick wall that completely increases the value of his land. So isn't that considered hana?
So the answer is probably that it... a few issues. Number one is, you and I don't know enough about how things work with Bizmana Gemara in this particular bika to say that it increased the property. For all we know, there are a bunch of shepherds back there, and they don't, no offense to shepherds, but, and they, if anybody's following the shepherd, I apologize, but they don't, who knows who they care, brick wall, wood wall, we don't know.
But so, the fact that it was a wall, I mean, we know from Torah that walled cities, you can't be, if you get it in Yovel, you can't be put it. You have a
We don't know. It's much too speculative to be able to question. We just don't know. Second of all, we don't know whether even if you're right, increased value in property in a situation where I have absolutely no intent ever to sell this property. Is that called hano?
The Jasmine Asrabians in Seder with the Gemara and Bogan Mitzia. Or if I go into somebody else's property and plant a vineyard, I could charge him money.
In that case, if I am giving him a vineyard that he's going to be able to harvest grapes from. All right. So again, we don't know enough to be able to see this kasha is a strong kasha. Donnie?
Would he be chayav in the second case, like a cheaper wall?
But the Gemara says he could say I really need a zero value wall. Bring in the schach after sukkahs, and they're throwing at the schach. Bring it over. We'll build a wall with it. That's what he's saying.
Worth nothing.
But enochanami, what you're saying, enochanami, you're saying is correct. That if there is a value, a minimal price, I have to pay that. Yeah.
That's not enough for hanah. To say this is hanah.
Well, you can't bring a raya from this gemara that we would say that and that you can't bring a daik in the gemara. Okay. Yeah. Go ahead.
Could we answer the Yehuda that the case sounds difficult in the first place that you're doing someone a favor and then mechayev for it? It sounds like you gave them a gift and now you're telling them to pay for it. Doesn't seem like. Your neighbor
right, so there's a yesod over here that we have to. There are two possible yesodos. What is the basis of the whole sugya? So in context, the basis of the whole sugya is that there's a minhag medina to have a wall between us, and Beis Din will force us to build that wall. And it's one of the obligations I have by buying a house in this neighborhood. Moshel Madover Doime. If I have a new construction in a Moshel, I'll give you the best Moshel, Yerushalayim Merakodesh. And even outside of Yerushalayim Merakodesh. Right? If you want to build, you have to use Yerushalmi stone. The person can say, but how you force me to do this? No. You can have a minimum. This says you have to build your Shalmi stone. It's going to cost me. Yeah, it's going to cost you more. That's the price of doing business. The same thing is if in our neighborhood, if you want to sell a house, if you want to see a CVO, you have to have grass planted. If you want to be able to, you can't say, I don't need grass the first 3 years. Right? They will not get a CVO. So a community can say that there are certain chiyuvim in building this neighborhood. So one of the chiyuvim building this neighborhood is fences, walls. So one could, and that can be an obligation which is placed as part of building over here. It's a chiyuv. We as a community have imposed that chiyuv on ourselves. It's an implicit contract. By building, by putting the shovel to the ground, by building a building, I have implicitly established that I am part of the deal. I've committed myself. L'chayra, that's the basis for the chiyuv over here. All right, so now I buy fields around you. The minhag hamdina is to have walls. Right, then we still have this ambiguity that Danny said before, walls in between, walls around. But there's an obligation to have walls. So when I build that wall, l'chayra, I should now have the... Since you are obligated to... You and I are equally obligated to build this wall. So I built the wall, I should be able to recoup funds from you. So it's not an American thing. And an American thing would be, we didn't discuss it, no contract. This is, I don't know how that would work out in court. And there was never a discussion about it before. I don't know. In halacha, so one does not need to have this conversation in advance. By not having a conversation, you put yourself at a disadvantage. Because the guy can say, he's not even saying before, the guy can say, didn't need such a big wall. Right? Benachanami. So you are at a disadvantage, but at the end of the day, Beis Din will impose the obligation. Right? Now, coming back to our sugya right now. So our sugya, so Rashi, in explaining our sugya, Mishalosh Ruchosov. So he explains the Mitzvahs. Reuven's Ibn Shimon. Godar Uvein. Ezer Rishoina Somoch Lesode Leste Shimon. He puts the Pnimi wall. Levad Mechitzas Achitzonos Shahoyu Loi Beino Lishar Bikos. Aside from the walls that were already there. When Reuven put up already around the larger circumference, the larger area, right? Rashi says Reuven put up walls between Reuven and Shimon in addition to the walls that are already there. So, Bar Ilan did not put the picture in; they just put the note. Kazeh, right? The truth is that may be the way Rashi was originally. We don't know who drew the pictures. If you have in our Gemara, it's Kazeh. Right? Kazeh means he drew a picture there. So I'm not sure which is the. Ein mechayim in oisai. Ein mechayim in Shimon klum. The mayahan elei erisadev chus psucha mitzad rabbi is what hanah did he give him? The fourth wall's open anyways. What hanah did he give him? What hanah did he give him? He now has three sides that are already protected. He certainly has more privacy, so he doesn't have the fourth side. But if Reuven's hanging out, having a barbecue, he's by the pool on one side, So now he's a wall there. So it's true that Shimon can say, he didn't finish up, he didn't give me total privacy. Ein mechayim Shimon klum, demaya hanalei, harei sedeo psucha mitzad revias. Harivias, if he did build the fourth side, Rashi's lashon, ha'im ha'yul l'ruvin dal sades, may arba ruchah shel Shimon. If it's a different case, not the case that we have in the picture, ha'im ha'yul l'ruvin dal ruvin arba sades. If it's a different case, if Ruvin had four fields and he was entirely surrounding Shimon, may arba ruchah shel Shimon, v'godron. And then he would put a fence around all four. Then Machayim and Shimon. Let's say it's Chelkoi. B'mechitzayis haptimish beino Reuven. We would then make Shimon pay for the fences that are between Shimon and Reuven. We would not make Shimon pay for the fences that surround Reuven on the outside. Zenene v'zelechoser. Reuven shari yishlik dorsadeyu. Gemara says... No, heck! If you say the elav so the shul Shimon bein sedos of havisagil if mechitzas chitzonius, if Shimon wouldn't be there, he would have the outside, and that would be good enough. Vavikol sedos of gedurim milcha chaser v'shviloi, and therefore I am chaser and had to put up this other fence. Toisnes mitoich perusha kuntris mashma the mari begeder shebein sedeu lesodei nikif. Tells me he may not have had the picture. He said it sounds like from Rashi that we're talking about the inner walls. Vikosha teicha choshev leizanen vizein choser shekol oisei agedel leinase elu hafzik bein sedeisiv lesodei nikif. So Tosva says he has two auras against Rashi Shita. What are the two clashes? What are the two lines that Tosva do not work according to Rashi? Go ahead, Daddy.
If we were talking about the inside one, we would have no habmin to even say that it's zenenev ein chaser.
Go ahead, explain.
That our habmin in the Gemara is originally that it's all zenenev ein chaser, but because it's saying that if the walls are talking about the inside walls, how could you ever think that it's zenenev ein chaser? It's like how, when he says that the chashav is zenenev is ein chaser.
Right.
Of course, the only reason he's putting it up is because he has to protect himself from somebody who's there.
Right. If he wouldn't be there, if he's away, if he just bought the land for investment purposes, so then he wouldn't have the hole in a wall. So how could there ever be? How could the Gemara say we have a case of zenen nevizele choser? I had to put the wall anyways. No, I only put up the wall because you're there. Otherwise, I wouldn't have put up the wall. If I bought a donut and there's nobody in the middle, I wouldn't have would not have a wall in the middle. And the second kasha? What's the second kasha? Go ahead. Right. I'd give up the hekev. I mean, it's the same kasha. Just one is a kasha in svar, one's a kasha in the text. Right? That's Tosfos' kasha on Rashi. What's the alternative? So Tosfos says the alternative is the outer wall. El lanira shemi mechutz soviv la'arba ruchois. Hikif. He says that what's happening over here is that the guy on the outside, Reuven, if he puts up all four walls, why is he putting up the fourth wall? Nirishim b'chutz, sabiv la'arba ruchos, hikif ve'keifa yaserim b'shum shemachma sodim tzoi. Hahekif Godol Yoiser Midai. What's the simple way of shot in this? In this Tosfos, he puts up the wall around, all around himself. So therefore, what? Yeah. Where is it? Where? Answer number one. Tadani Zehora. Where is Zenen of Zelichoser? So why is it Zenen of Zelichoser?
He's putting up the wall anyway.
Good. Okay.
So therefore, this is going to be a low chaser. He's building the walls anyway.
Why is that a better taina if it's around the outside of Rabbeinu and the inside?
Well, because meaning, like we said, if you got a donut,
yeah,
you'd still be putting the outer walls up. You wouldn't need the inner walls.
Right. So in this case, the outer walls are only because of the outer walls are correct, and therefore I would be putting the outer walls anyways. So that, and then he says the kefi yaseira means no.
Extending the perimeter, it's just becoming bigger. It's
so what? And how would you push back in a kefi yaseira? Let's come back. Why would Rashi not accept Tosfos pshat? What are the weaknesses, God Yaakov?
You might say that if the nigger wasn't there, that doesn't necessarily mean that the makif would have had more concentrated property. You know, just
the strange taina. What does it mean? I would have bought this. What's he saying? If you weren't there, what's he saying? Because Baruch Hu determined how much property they're supposed to have, we're supposed to be. If you wouldn't be there, I would never donut. What's the time then? Ad garamte kefi yaseira. Now, what else is? How else can we defend Rashi's sheet of here? Right? Rashi is two kashas against Rashi. One is a kefi yaseira, and the other is where. How could he even think of saying zenev lechose? What's the teretz? Go ahead.
So for the question in the diuk, just in the lashon, Rashi could say that the kefi yaseira is in addition to the outer walls, because Rashi said that he already built the outer walls.
Right.
So kefi yaseira would be including the.
I wouldn't need the inner walls bechlal. I wouldn't have any inner walls if not for you.
Yeah, but that's the yaseira.
Yisera over the outer walls. Okay, good.
Yeah, I'm not just going to add to that, saying that he can't, according to Rashi would just say that he's not adding any extra walls, he's going to have those walls. He needed those walls because he's protecting himself against the robin. He's not protecting, the outside walls aren't protected, nothing to do with the person on the inside.
Right, so that explains.
So that would be a teretz for Rashi to say.
How he explains, how he answered the first kasha. Where is the zenen of zelei choser? Then?
He would be had to put up anyways because of
Hezekiah. Say it again?
He had to put up the inner wall anyways because of Hezekiah.
Yeah. So Zen then
that doesn't make sense.
Alright. Then
the Hanan and the Kisarim are completely separate from each other. The guy's building the wall, he built the first three walls. Still no Chayav, still no Hanah.
Yeah.
And then once he finishes the fourth wall, then we assume the inner guy is trying to get Hanah, but there's no more Chisar on that.
So is that really true? That the Hanah only comes up with the fourth wall?
There's no Chayav for Hanah at that point.
Well, does that make sense?
Yeah.
Why?
Because it's not full there. Whatever he's blocking, he's looking in that fourth side. It's not like a real Hanah yet.
So you're talking about blocking what?
Whatever there is, I'm saying it's not really effective until it's fully.
Right, so Danny's introducing another issue over here that is, in addition to Hezekria, it also blocks off from coming in. So that is another Hana, which is not so often not being mentioned. And it's not in the context of the Gemara over there. So if we think for a moment of the picture that Rashi has in front of us, and Rashi is very clear that the fourth side has not been that he hasn't bought a donut. He bought a U. Right? The picture has he bought a U. The U is correct because Rashi says that Rabbi Yossi's case is a case of a case where he's on all four sides. On Harivius. Harivius means Ha'im Hoyole Ruvain Arba Sodes Me Arba Ruchais Shel Shimon Vigodron Mechaivin Shimon. But if there are only three sides, Ein Mechaivin Shimon Klum. The Mayahanile Hare Soda Psucha Mitzad Ruvius. Ha Ruvius, Ha'im Hoyole Ruvain Arba Sodes Me Arba Ruchais Shimon Vigodron. Then Mechayiv and Shimon, L'seisus chelkoi b'mechitza pnimiyos shebeinoy l'ruuvei. Hekevi yaseira, di'i lav soda shol Shimon, bein sedoysev havei sogile b'mechitzos chitzoynis. He calls sedoysev gedur in hilcha chosehu b'shviloi. So, which shita is easier to defend? The shita Tosas or Rashi? Which shita do we have to explain? Rashi in Bava Basra. An unusual Rashi. Rashi says, Shekona Shal, he bought all three properties around his friend on all three sides. And he put up the fence. And it turns out that the guy in the middle has fence on all three sides. Ein mechayim en oisai. Let's say, Sklum, Gedamrina, Distan, Bikam, Mokum, Shinogu, Shalai, Ligdaru. We don't not mechayim anything at all because they don't normally put fences over here. Whole different Gemara, right? Haga Toisves Mei Rabbeinu Shmuel Rashbam Veli Nira Tamu Mishum Dekati Loi Mahana Le Mide Shakol Yechelum Likones Miruch Revius. So the Rashbam says that what Danny was saying before, that it's a Zen Nene. It's Zen Loinene, because a three-sided enclosure does not really protect me. The Afagab the Amrina Leil the Stam Bikum Mokoim Shenogu Shaloi Lig Dorhu, and even though we don't normally, there's no minute to have a wall over here. Hani Mili Bein Biko the Bika, the Koisel Gavoy Dal Amos, who the Loi Binan. The lech hezek ria, abul b'shul hezek behemois, shul yikonsu l'sode, tzorech ligder geder shulei asor tfachim, hameinem l'ikonis ha-behemos. Rashbam says that our sugya is not a hezek ria sugya. You're in a bika. Our sugya is protecting from animals coming in. Now, let's take a step back. So according to Rashbam, to rework the sugya, Reuven has a field. Has three fields around Shimon. Reuven puts up a wall on three sides. Gemara says can't charge Shimon a cent. Why? There's no obligation as a griya because Bikos and our bungalow colonies. So there's no zoning laws. There's no obligation. There's no consensus. I didn't want to have a wall there. No obligation. No minute. But he said, but I provided you protection. Three walls. Three sides. You don't have to worry about deer coming from three sides. You don't have to worry about any kind of bear coming from three sides. So Shimon says, what does it do? It's like a deer doesn't come from three sides. It comes from a fourth side. The bear will find its way in. You haven't been given me any hand, though. All right. But Baistachois, like Gemara says, what happens if you did put up the fourth wall? Then you'd be chayiv. Then you got a hando. And like Gemara says, Zenene, Mize, Loi Choser. I put the fourth wall for myself, to protect myself. Where is this fourth wall? Around that my perimeter are between the two of us. Was that? The best fit is to say it's around the total perimeter. So now, according to Rashbam, we have a very tight shot in our sugya. Reuven has a field around Shimon. We're not talking about Hezek Riyah, because it's a minute nobody puts up, nobody goes for privacy out in the... when you're building in a bikkah. People are not so, they don't live so closely to each other. So what are we looking for? Looking for a fence for protection. So if, when Reuven builds the walls around the perimeter of Reuven, and it's on all three sides, and Reuven says, I'm good, I'll be right, I'm okay. Shimon says, the bears, they don't follow right, they don't know. They're going to come in the fourth side. It's a not insignificant Hana. He hasn't done anything. So the Gemara said, you're right. Doesn't pay a cent. However, when he builds the fourth wall, so the Gemara says, oh, now I go to the guy in the middle, the donut guy, the guy who has the hole in the middle, and I say, I just gave you protection. Zenena vizele choser, but Shimon says that you give you protection, but you had to protect your own property. So le choser, I haven't caused you any. I'm choser, I had to build a wall, but I didn't cause you any choser. Right? It's different than the zenena choser v'dor b'chatzach averi. Dor b'chatzach averi, there was absolutely no loss b'chlal. The peiros hamufkorim. If they're mamish hefker, no loss bechlal. Over here he's saying, of course it was a loss. I had to build a fence. But I, the inside guy, didn't cause you that loss. So Gemara says, I'm going to bring a raya that zen nene vizeli choser is potter. Because in the situation where I was not the reason for your loss, that's when I'm potter. That's all the Gemara is saying. So Gemara says, no, you did cause me a loss. Because of you, I had to build a larger fence all around. Hakefi Yaseir. So the words fit in very well. All right? The Chiddush, all right? We are bringing a slightly different case. Tzarech Ian, the two match up. The case of I didn't cause you a loss, but the chisaron is there. Just, I didn't cause you the chisaron. And the raya from the Rashbam, and according to Rashbam, so we understand very well why the fourth wall is the determining, is the driver over here. We don't understand so well what the Kefa Yaseir is. Right? You're saying that I'm saying I didn't cause you any loss at all. You're saying a Kefa Yaseir? Right? Where's the Kefa Yaseir? Because I bought these four properties. Alright, so we have one pshat. What is the strength of Rashi's pshat. Then?
I'm trying to understand it.
Yeah.
Am I going to say Shimon really caused the loss?
We're saying, correct.
Even though it's not his anah that's causing loss, it's just him being there that's causing the loss?
Mm-hmm.
So it's bechalan in a case of zenan of zelah chaser at all. It's not even a case of zenan of zelah chaser, it's two different things. Zenan, and then you go home, and zelah chaser also. Like, it's not. It's not even
like
there's no synthesis here. It's not the same case.
It's
okay.
So what?
Then it has nothing to do with the chisara.
Correct.
So what's the habmin? The habmin is what? There was a chisaron.
Correct.
But that's not shayach to the hanah, so it is zenin and zeh chaser.
Is that correct? Is that correct? The hanah that I get is I get protection, right?
Yeah.
The chisaron is that that which gives me protection costs you money.
Right.
So why is it not connected?
Because the hanah is not coming because the guy was doing it.
The hanah is coming because you built
defense. The loss is not coming. The loss is not enabling that. The hanah is not being enabled by the... I can't even say it. You know what I'm saying, though? It's like it's disjointed.
Okay. It is more disjointed. Let's put it this way. In the case of Hador v'chotzeh haveiroi, so my hanoah is stopping other people from renting the house.
Right, very clear.
Okay.
Expense, right?
Over here, my hanoah is causing you to build a larger fence than you would otherwise build.
No, you being there is causing me to build it.
Okay.
But that's not the hanoah.
Okay.
I mean, being there in someone's house is getting hanoah. Being there in your own field is not getting hanoah. That's just being.
Correct. It was my. It is correct. All right. Now let's say the following. However, if we have correctly identified the gemakif nikif as being a zen nene vizele choser and your chayiv, then certainly in the case where your hano is causing the choser, you'll be chayiv. So if this would have been a good raya, it would have been a good raya. Right, but it would have expanded. We would have gone beyond. We would have said, of course, if we correctly learned Pshat Makif Nikif, that I'm Chayiv because my existence here brought about, let's not use the word cause, is connected, associated with your Hefset. So certainly, when my Hanah is causing it, I should be Chayiv. Right, so the Gemara would have worked. All right, we would have expanded the din of Zen of the Chos.
And what's the maskana? Do they are connected?
The maskana is that Makif Nikiv is not a good example of Zen of the Chos. Zen Nen of the Chos. It's either Zen Nen of the Chos or Zen Loi Nen of the Chos. All right. However, the ha'ora that Eli's making will be important when we get to the maskana. Lu Yitzur at the Maskana will say Zen Nen of Zeh Choser is Chayiv, or according to Rami Rachama, who already concluded that Zen Nen of Zeh Choser is Chayiv, that will, what is his definition of the relation between the Hanna and the Choser? Now we've opened up the possibility of a looser connection. So will Rami Rachama accept that? Will the Maskana of the Sugi accept that? So that's a correct aura. We're not there yet because we have to still understand Pshat and Rashi and Tos and Rashba. Go ahead, Yaakov.
I was just going to say that what Eli's saying is kind of like the rush on Hadar B'chatzar Chaviro when he's trying.
The rush and what?
And the sugya of Hadar B'chatzar Chaviro.
Go ahead.
He's trying to say, he's talking about a case of where the chatzar is usually rented out, but the person who's living there, he doesn't get any hana from it. So when he's trying to explain why it's different from a normal case of grama, he says it's because here, he's, even though he might not be getting monetary hana, he's being ochel the hefset of the other guy. So that's like in this case, that's exactly what's not happening. There is a hefset, and he is being ochel something, but the two are not connected at all.
Why is he not being ochel the expense of putting up the fence? Why can we say, once you say he's ochel's hanaosai, so it means I don't really have to cause. That it's not a cause effect, it's benefit. I'm benefiting from your loss, from your expenditure. Eli was saying that my loss is not causing you. My benefit is not causing your loss. In the case of Dor B'chatur, my benefit is causing you a loss. Right? that what Yaakov's pointing out is that even in the case of the Dor B'chotze Chaveiroi, the fact that the benefit was causing the loss was not the driver of the sugya. What's the raya? He's saying because in the case of Zeh loy nene, v'zeh choser, right? The case where the Rosh said, I don't normally rent it out. And there the Rosh said that I am potter from paying. In the case of Zeh loy nene, v'zeh choser, I'm potter, right? Because it's a grom of Nizokin. So then the Rosh asked on himself, so why would I ever be chayiv on Zeh nene v'zeh choser? It's still going to be a groma. So he said, no, because there I'm oichel hanaos. So you see from that Rosh that I do not have to be causing the hefsed to be chayiv in hefsed. Right? So what Yaakov was pointing out is that Eli's observation, where it's correct, but causing the hefsed was never the driver of the sugya. It being associated is the driver of the sugya. Alright? Again, we're a little bit ahead of ourselves. But, go ahead, Daniil.
It might be going too far off of that subject, but the Rashba that we did last week, with Mintosis, Zelonen, and Zechaser, where he talks about how the Chaser needs to be the direct cause of the Kanah.
Zeloinen v'zechaser.
Yeah, is that just in regards to the sugya? Was that just in regards to the tosis of zeloinen and zechaser, or could that be applied here also, especially in regards to the Rosh?
What was that? Is that what we're talking about? Zeloinen v'zechaser.
That's where the Rosh brought it up.
Right.
But I'm saying that goes into like what we're discussing now.
Correct. Yeah, yeah.
That, and I'm saying, so is that Rosh can be applied to the zig and the klal, or that was just if it was loinen and zechaser? Only this contextually, the Rashba was referring to this to adopt into that Tosos.
Right. So the Rashba would say that is a din bechlal in hezek.
Uh-huh.
Right. But over here, right. But over here, the hezek would still be a grum. Will be a grum hezek.
Uh huh.
All right. Good. So now again, let's just bring ourselves back in track. So again, so we pointed out. Our sugya now wants to find another case of Zeh nene v'zechaser. Our sugya identified a case, the beginning of Baba Basra, building a fence, two neighbors, one builds a fence for the other. The neighbor who builds a fence wants to have the fence there anyways. The Gemara has two possibilities. One where the Reuven builds all four walls, and the Gemara seems to say that he's chayiv, and one where Shimon builds the fourth wall and is chayiv, and that would seem to indicate that otherwise Shimon would not be chayiv. So Gemara says the inference of the Tanakhama is Zen Nene v'zelechoser is chayiv. The inference of Rabbi Yosi is Zen Nene v'zelechoser is potter. Okay, now the Gemara dismisses both by saying that in the first case it is zechoser, and in the second case it's ze loy choser. So therefore, it doesn't. We cannot conclude anything from our farsa. However, once we already discussed makiv and nikiv, let's finish up the sugya itself. So what do we have to still understand in the sugya? We have a. So far, the best fit pshat is the Rashbam in Baba Basra, which sounds very much like our Tosfos. And we're talking about building the outer wall. And if that's the case, then we are not talking about Hezek Re'iyah anymore. And we don't fully understand Ata Goramtali Hekefa Yisei Rossi. So we have to explain that. Next. If we're no longer talking about Hezek Riyah, then we're not talking about then my obligation to help you build the fence has nothing to do with a implicit contract, an implicit township zoning law that's imposed upon us. Right? If we're talking about Hezek Re'iyah, the wall between us, then there's an implicit understanding that in this neighborhood we build walls, and we can say, well, since we do build walls for each other, so you provided me with a benefit, and therefore I should have to pay. Correct? If we're talking about the outer wall that protects us from animals, so then when Reuben brings me to court, what is Shimon being nailed for? What is he being asked to pay? So seemingly that would be our sugya of Zen Nen and Vizeli Choser. Our Gemara says, but it's not a case of Zen Nen and Choser. So if that's the case, why would he ever have to pay? Right? Our Gemara says it's a case of Zen Nen and Vizeli Choser. I wasn't mazik you. I didn't live in your house. I didn't take anything from you. You built a fence. So what's the basis for the chiyuv? Right? In other words, we're taking Eli's question one step further. Eli's question per se, Yaakov was able to respond to. But Eli's question is, if I haven't caused you any loss, why am I paying for anything up here? So we have to explain the Kefi Yisei Rasa. We have to explain the basis for the obligation of building a fence around somebody else. And we begin to understand why Rashi chose to use his pshat. One, the simple approach, what the Yishonim pointed out, is because the sugi is Hezek Riyah. The sugi is not about the outer wall. So in context, it's about the inner wall. Our Gemara, what Tosva says is, that's what Tosva very sharp, he says, I could not criticize Rashi back in Bava Basra, because there is perfect pshat. When our Gemara began to analyze that Gemara in the context of Zenel Chaser, then Rashi falls apart. Rashi is the best fit shot in the context of Bava Basra, because that's talking Hezek Re'iyah, privacy issues. But when you move into Bava Kama, so then, where is the... How can there ever be a taina of zenene v'zeloi choser? The whole reason for the wall is for privacy. How can you say ata garamta akefa yisei rasa? Ata garamta li akefa from A to Z? Alright, so they have to still figure out. So they have to still figure out how Rashi reads is best read within our sugya, and to figure out the basis for the obligation of the payment according to Tosfos. Right? Rashi is a better fit. Rashi also is better explained through the obligation of Hezekiah, because they have an obligation to build a wall. But if the obligation is not to build a wall, so for privacy purposes, so what is the basis for me asking you to pay for the wall that I built around all of us? All right? So we'll finish up tomorrow. Please, if you have a chance, see the Rishonim of Basra, and please see Rav Chaim and Arzu.
Maybe a year.